The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Madison Square Garden in New York, the Sharks still look for their first victory, and they've got a big one tonight against the New York Rangers at the world's most famous arena. Sharks hockey definitely trying to solve some issues, but they were playing a relentless style of hockey against the Islanders that produced several outstanding plays. Not the least of which was Colin Graf's shorthanded goal that put the Sharks in front early on.
And here comes Barzal through center ice now for the Islanders. Tries to throw on the left to Horvat. Knocked away there by Delandria. He's moving down the ice with Graf. Late pass, Graf. Shoot, score! Spectacular shorthanded goal for the Sharks. Delandria gets it to Colin Graf. And at 8:29 of the first, the Sharks have the 1-0 lead.
Then Macklin Celebrini scored in the third period after the Islanders took a 4-2 lead. And a beautiful finish resulted in that becoming an intense game.
Sharks down by two goals. Letty feeds it ahead to Will Smith. Smith to center. Smith across the line. He dumps into the left corner and gives chase. Sent behind the net by Pullock. Ferraro, nice pinch, kept it in with his stick. Loose play. Ferraro picks up. Goes back to the left point. Orlov to the middle. Here's Celebrini. Shoots, score! Macklin Celebrini, a spectacular shot off an Orlov pass right up top on Sorokin. And it's a one-goal game. Celebrini getting it at 10:16 of the third.
Head coach Ryan Warsawski feels that the Sharks are getting closer.
That's what we want our identity to be look like. To be relentless on the puck and be relentless without the puck. And I thought we did a really good job of that. There was maybe, two instances where we didn't do it great, and those are the ones we got to clean up so we don't give up the grade A chances. But we definitely took a big step in the right direction. I think we did everything but get the result. So that's the frustrating part. But I think we just got to keep working with our process and our identity, and that result will come.
And he says that for tonight's game against the Rangers, a relentless attitude that they had against the Islanders, combined with the ability to be disciplined and stay out of the penalty box, are important keys tonight.
Obviously, we got to be disciplined. We got to play pucks behind their defensemen. They want to get on the rush. They're a high rush team. They've scored, not scored a lot, but they're getting the chances. And we want to keep them off the scoreboard tonight.
It's always a big deal to come to Madison Square Garden, even if you used to play for the New York Rangers. Alex Wenberg did that for part of a season at the trade deadline and was part of a Ranger team that won the President's Trophy. He still gets excited walking up the ramp and coming to the arena.
I mean, it's obviously special. Obviously, great time coming here at training deadline, just great memories at all. I mean, obviously, right now I realize it's almost 2 years ago, so time flies. But no, it's a great place, good memories, and just always have a good time while I'm here.
Speaking of that ramp, Michael Misa had never seen it before. So when he saw the angle and the walk five floors up, it was an interesting experience for the 18-year-old.
It was a little hike up, but it is what it is. Now. It's good to know that that's there. Everyone that's played here last year, understands that that's there. But, yeah, it was a little weird walking up that.
No warnings from the veterans, Michael?
I mean, I wish our bus could have just drove up it. That would have been nice, but...
Alex Wenberg says, don't worry, the kid will be okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, when you don't know at first, yeah, it's going to give you a little tired legs, but you got all afternoon here to recover, so I hope you'll be fine.
Speaking of the kids being okay, Wenberg talked about how the teenagers are handling all of the extra attention on this East Coast trip that they're getting.
No, I think they're handling good. I mean, obviously, I feel like this place is really special, historic, and just like everything that was going on here. But, I mean, I remember my first couple games here. It's more that you're taking it in and impressed and get that goosebump rather than being nervous. So I feel like that's just how to approach it. I mean, everyone's different, but... you kind of have those moments where you're like, when you're playing in one of these arenas, that you should appreciate it. So, yeah, I think that's all you can do about it.
But Wenberg says that the veterans also get an extra jolt coming to Madison Square Garden, and he knows that other former Rangers on the Sharks roster, like Ryan Reeves and Barkley Goodrow, will be really jacked up for tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, obviously, you played in the league for long, and you kind of have these places where you remember where you, like, it's talking about memory, but for them as well, they had years, you have really good, like, opportunities to win the cup and like those kind of chances. So obviously, it's, I think it's special. I mean, for me, I always try to cherish those places, and they have a special place in it. So yeah, while you're here, enjoy it and kind of like soak it in the atmosphere once again.
Coach Warsawski says that the presence of people like Reeves, Goodrow, and Wenberg are so important for the Sharks youngsters to learn how to be great professionals, especially with the pressures of this road trip.
Yeah, it's just like what it takes to play in this league and how hard and demanding it is, on and off the ice, the physical demands, the mental demands, and they can, lean on these guys. There's a lot of information day in, day out, of from video to teaching, and it can consume you. So really having that balance and having those older veterans are really beneficial for these young guys.
The Teal Report will continue in a moment on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Sharks fans, Fieldwork is thrilled to be the official non-alcoholic craft beer and proud partner of your San Jose Sharks. Whether you're at the tank or watching from home, Fieldwork is brewed to be a part of the moment with uncompromising non-alcoholic beers and legendary IPAs to classic lagers and everything in between. Fieldwork has something for every taste and every occasion. Make every occasion special. Drink Fieldwork.
Greatness doesn't settle for last seed in the playoffs and an early exit. It doesn't rest on its laurels or stare at pennants in the rafters. Greatness isn't found in the past, but in the boundless promise of tomorrow. Forget business as usual, break new ground, and build something unforgettable. Win it all, then win it again. Smash records, defy expectations, usher in a new era. Greatness isn't about what you've done, it's about where you're going. Whatever you do, don't stop. SanDisk, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Face Off Inside the NHL returns, taking you deeper behind the scenes than ever before. See it all from the star-studded Four Nations Face Off Tournament.
Us against the world, boys.
To the adrenaline of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I'm scared of you guys.
With candid interviews and backstage access, experience the sacrifice, the rivalries, and the determination that define NHL greatness.
Just when I thought last year couldn't be topped, here we are.
A new season of Face Off Inside the NHL. Watch now only on Prime Video.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Last year at Madison Square Garden, the San Jose Sharks made a game of it, but fell just short with the Rangers, losing by the score of 3-2. However, in that game, Timothy Liljegren put the puck into the net as a member of the San Jose Sharks for the very first time. Sturm is one of only two Sharks that have ever scored a goal against Shesterkin. He dumps it into the offensive end. Luke Cunnan tosses back left point. The other guy who's got a goal, Liljegren shoots and he scores! Timothy Liljegren got that pass and fluttered it in. Will Smith in front of the net, couple of other guys messing around, and the San Jose Sharks have a 1-0 lead. Timothy Liljegren is going to get his second career goal against Igor Shesterkin. Liljegren is scheduled to be back in the lineup tonight on defense for the Sharks, and Alex Nedeljkovic will get the start in goal. William Eklund says the Sharks are so close they can feel it, and he expects that to be shown on the ice tonight against the Rangers.
We are really close. I mean, some of these results we get, it's really tough to get, but I feel like we are, working standpoint and in our play, we're getting way better. So yeah, I think that's something we're going to take with us and, use here tonight in the Garden.
For Eklund, it's very special to come to the world's most famous arena.
It's always special, I feel. It's something that not a lot of people get to do, it's a cool experience to be here and, trying to make the best out of it.
Playing on a line with center Alex Wenberg and left winger Jeff Skinner, Eklund has been enjoying his time on the right wing. He says as a left-handed shot, it provides him with some unique opportunities.
I feel like it's a little easier coming into the zone. We got more options coming into the offensive zone and stuff, but, it's pretty much the same, I feel like.
The Rangers have been struggling to score goals at home. Shut out in the first couple of games, they got one tally in a loss to the Minnesota Wild their last time out. Eklund understands this is going to be a tough and exciting game.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game for sure. We come into this game as any other game, and, we try to win this game, and we try to you know, get better at stuff we worked on yesterday and, you know, this morning. So we're getting better.
Join Alex Stalock and me for a coverage of the Sharks and the Rangers starting at 3:30 Pacific time, just in time for your drive home or just in time to listen for the last hour and a half at the office. We're right here on the Sharks Audio Network. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.